Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, but if you cry, here.
Shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom. What a wonderful first day of the week it is. I do apologize for being a little late today. I had some issues. I had to do a good deed, so I kind of ran a little late. But I want to make an announcement, and I want you guys to listen to me very carefully. I am so sorry that I was not able to put the class up that we did yesterday. I tried to do it this morning like I told the sisters that I would. Unfortunately, free conference call changed their format, and it's not easy to upload it onto YouTube like we used to could do it. So now I'm going to have to try to find another format to do it with that won't take as much time. But I did try to keep my word and put it up there like I told the sister that I was going to do. But, again, they changed their format. So we can still tape it, and you can still call back in and listen to it, but I can't put it up on YouTube yet. So I'm working on that right now. So just be patient with me. And I'm working on some ideas to get it up there to make it easier. Again, let me make the announcement. I tried to put the class from yesterday up on YouTube like I promised this morning, but free conference call has changed their format, which makes it impossible to be able to do so. We're going to have to try another way. I just wanted to let you guys know that I did try to keep my word. All right, how's everybody doing today? I know you can hear me because, I mean, nobody said anything as of yet. How's the day going for you? How are things happening and all that good stuff? Anybody want to give me a report? Brother Donial, what's going on with you where you are living today? Has anything happened in the news any different from what we talked about before? Just checking with everybody before we start talking about the things that we are normally talking about. Because I haven't really been keeping up with YouTube, with all the things that's going on YouTube. It gets kind of monotonous after a while. You know, you can watch it for a while, and then after a while, it's like, ugh, let's watch something else. You know, I'm not concerned, because I am, and I'm praying for everyone. But, you know, I just pray for everybody. That's all I can do. You know, it's just all I can do. I just wonder what happened to the doctor, Fiducci, or whatever his name is, because you don't really see that much of him anymore. You know, and I just wonder whatever happened to him because he kind of disappeared. I guess he was saying he wasn't saying the things that Trump wanted him to say, I guess. I don't know, but, you know, I don't know. Listen, who am I? All right, what you guys want to talk about today? We can talk about anything. Let me get Brother Donial on. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donial. How are you today, and what's going on with you? Good.
Shalom, family. How's everybody? I'm doing well. Thank God. Thank the Almighty. Understand, He's always been able to. He's been taking care of me all my life, and I appreciate. And I'm very, very happy with being here at my age. Because a whole lot of my brothers and sisters is gone at my age. I'm in relatively good health. I got just the normal stuff, you know. You know what I'm saying? Diabetes. You know what I'm saying? High blood pressure, low blood pressure, high cholesterol, low cholesterol. One of them I got. You know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty good. And I'm loving life. You understand? I couldn't ask for a better life. But as far as what's going on, man, you know, Trump is a big liar, and I just don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. You understand? How they could allow this guy to be president, I'll never understand that. You understand? You know, right now he's trying to reopen the government. You understand? You know, in phases. You got one, two, and three phases that he wants to reopen the government up. You understand? And against all of the governors, there's a bunch of governors, man, that's against it, Republicans and Democrats, that's saying, man, they're testing. They don't have, everybody is not being able to be tested. They don't have that. But Trump is saying, if you want a test, you can get one, which is a lie, you understand? Then they don't have a vaccine or whatever they're supposed to have to counteract the disease. You understand? So when he opened up the government, I think it's going to be more cases, than originally had. You know, when the government was closed down. So it's a, you know, it's just a mess, man. But I understand. I understand that this is the hand of the Almighty. You understand? There's no way possible that this thing, if it wasn't the whole hand of the Almighty, that it wouldn't be all over the earth. Everybody's touched by this. Everybody, the government. And what I never could understand is how one nation or one state or one country can have effect on all the countries. They shut down, everything shut down. What kind of sense does that make? It escapes me. It's beyond me. But we got to understand, we under the powers of the Almighty Yah, our God, our Elohim, mm-hmm. God. You understand? He's our God, and He knows what's best. You understand? And all throughout that whole book, it's been about the restoration of the people. That's what it's been about. It's not about no Europeans. It's not about no Hamites. It's about the restoration of the people that He chose to be His. You understand?
And that's true.
You know, and there's nothing that nobody else could do, and this has to play out. This has to play out. This, you know, you understand? They're trying to come up with all kinds of stuff, man. They're throwing spaghetti against the wall and hoping something sticks, but it ain't going to work. Not at all. Not at, throughout all of the time that we was in captivity throughout the whole, throughout our whole existence, throughout the existence of the world, you understand? I don't know about, you know, people being here before Adam. I'm not sure I can agree with that, but they say that's
right.
Probably not so much a concern to me. My concern is getting back to our status that we were, you understand? Because I think we've learned our lesson by now. You think so? Hallelujah.
I agree 100%. I mean, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's unbelievable to watch. But I mean, you know, what else do we have to watch on TV? All of it is foolishness. So it's all for entertainment. Yeah. I want to make the announcement again to the sister yesterday who asked me about uploading the class from yesterday. I did attempt to do that today, this morning, but pre-conference call has changed their format, so I have to try to do something else. They will not allow you to just change it into a certain format to be able to send it up onto YouTube, so I'm going to be looking to do something else today before I actually settle in for the evening so that I can keep my word, because I don't like to do that and not keep my word, so we'll try to do what we can do to get it up there. But, it's unfortunate. It's a very tricky and trying time, you know, because everybody wants, you know, everybody's waiting. They were waiting for something to happen. Everybody wanted something to happen. Everybody was waiting on something to happen, and now it has happened. And, you know, it has so-called the peak, has hit, and we're just waiting. But, again, we have a sure word of prophecy that says what's going to happen next. So we know, and I would really be surprised to see the economy bounce back the way they expect it to. Because people are really afraid. I mean, when I look around on YouTube, people are really afraid of going out there because it was so sloppily done. I mean, it just was done very sloppy. You know, all of it was sloppy from the how everybody handled, they did it. Let me say this, the medical professionals did a beautiful job because it was thrown on them with no advance notice. They had no advance notice. They were not prepared for anything. This sort of an epidemic at this proportion, and I think that all of you doctors and nurses and staff and hospital staff and lab workers paramedics and all of the people, the police officers and everybody did a beautiful job, the best that you could do under the circumstances. But unfortunately, this was a situation that nobody was prepared for, and everybody is looking at us as a country as how we handled this. So if the country is looking at how you actually handled the pandemic, then now you're telling everybody it's time to go back to work. Everybody's looking at you like, okay, well, what's different? What has changed that we should feel safe about going out there every day back around people? So I'm really curious to see how this is going to work out. Me, myself. because, I mean, they're talking about no more football games, no more Coliseum games, you know, no more sports the way we know it, no more restaurants the way we know it. They're still going to try to practice social distancing in restaurants. Waiters will have masks on and gloves on, and menus will be paper where you can toss them in the trash. I'm just curious to know how they're going to put this together, because it's just all over the place. It's all over the place, in my opinion.
Well,
it really is.
I understand, and I agree with you. You understand what you know? What the plan is? That's what we want to know. You understand how we gonna fix it?
Right, absolutely, Brother Donio. What is the plan? And I think everybody's asking that same question. Okay, we're going back to work in phases, but what's the plan?
Okay. And, you know, and see, another thing here, too, is, you know, everybody's out of work. They got the meat houses is closed down. You understand? I know something there is spoiling like hell. You understand? The warehouses and everybody's out of work. You understand? Now, how you excuse me. I don't see this thing working. You understand? I know that this is the hand of the Almighty God. You understand? That's all I can say. You understand? Because this is going to be a difficult task. Like I said, man, one nation got control over all the nations in the world. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that some scary stuff? I mean, I don't know how they think it's going to work. I really don't know. I don't know how it's going to work. Because, like I said, there's so many things that have happened, you know, as a result of it, and people have seen. It's just like the infrastructure was exposed.
Yeah.
It was. The infrastructure was exposed and how weak it is.
Yeah. That is correct. It's always been like this, Sister Yaya. They cover it up, man. You know, since the computer era has come into play, man, where everything is exposed to everybody. Everybody knows, everybody does.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
I mean, whether it was real or not, some people don't believe it was real. Whether it was real or not, to me, the infrastructure was exposed.
Yeah.
To me. You know, and it looks very weak. It does. You know, and now everybody, like the brother said yesterday, now everybody's supposed to rally around, and everybody is supposed to rally around, and we're one team and to bring it back together. And it's like, how? Because if something else happens and hits us at this time, it's going to be tragic.
And we can expect that because this has to unfold like it's unfolding. We got watching this stuff unfold right before our eyes.
Mm. Yeah, tragic. The kind of stuff. Hold on, let me open up the mic. Area code 720. Your mic is open. You're on the air. How do you feel about going back to work and going back to business as usual in the situation right now? Area code 720, I don't know if you're still on mute or what, but we can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, shalom, everyone. I was just saying I'm one that's been laid off, so that's not something that I'm concerned with right now. And I had a question. How do they know how many people had this virus, particularly Hebrews, if they have no test to give people to determine what they have? Because
exactly.
It could be a great deal of these people have the regular common cold, or they have the flu. So if they have no test to test the medical staff, how in the world do they know how many people are dying from what?
So that's true.
So
that's
when
true.
They put out
I mean,
these,
I agree.
When they put out these numbers and tell us X amount of people are dying from COVID, it's like, but how do you know if each state is not getting the proper number of tests? So I'm just really, really suspect to anything that the media is telling us. And I really do think that people are going to go back out again without having any answers to what's going to happen, because I honestly think that he's probably going to withhold funds from the states unless the governors do tell the people to go back out. So it's pretty interesting how all this is going to pan out, but we know that we're in the hands of the Most High, so we can be sure that it's going to work out for us.
Absolutely.
And that's all I had. I was just curious about that test thing.
Well,
you know, they've already put out there that most of the people who have it are black people now, like they always do. But then how many people have you tested to say that? Because it's easy to say that, but how many people have you honestly tested?
Right, and they said they didn't have enough tests.
So, I mean, you know, no, and they still don't, but they're sending everybody back out there. And how many people have been tested that you can honestly say, okay, we're going to test you before you go back to work, to make sure you're not a carrier and you can't give it to anybody else? I mean, it's just, like I said, it was done very sloppily to me. I mean, it just was. I mean, in my opinion, it was just done very sloppy.
I was just thinking that they said some of these tests are giving false positives also.
Yeah, of course.
So even the tests they have aren't working properly. So some people were diagnosed as not having it, and then shortly after they were showing they had it. So it's like, you know, even the tests are not accurate. So they have no idea what these people are dying from.
Mm-mm. That's true. That is so very true.
Vice President, what's his name? Vice President Pence. We're dealing with uncharted waters. We, you know, we don't know what we're doing. You know, like I said, man, throwing spaghetti against the wall and hoping it fix the finding a way to fix this problem. But this place has always been dysfunctional. We just being able to see it, you understand, firsthand now. We, you know, we got the computer. Everything is, you know, what it says in the scriptures, in the latter days, knowledge will be increased. So everything everybody's doing, everything that everybody has done, And what they even think that they can do, you understand, is being revealed to everybody now. They show, you know, the United States has shown they ain't as powerful as they thought they were.
It's a mess. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's a mess.
This shit's scary, though. I mean, you know, not a fearful scary for us, because we know we have God, but I mean, just to look at the people, how they handled this. I mean, the whole thing is just kind of, they sprung it on us out of nowhere. It came from out of nowhere. They sprung it on us. And then they turned around after they sprung it on us and sent everybody home in a rush. And then they start throwing up all these numbers on television about how many people have died and how many people are dying and how dangerous it is. And don't go out this week because this is where most of the people will be catching it and most of the people will be sick. And we went through that, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, oh, it's over now. You guys can go back to work. We're sending you back home and back to work in phases. And everybody is just like sitting in this whirlwind, like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, there's no
the
rhyme or reason to any
of school. It. Nobody knows nothing. It's like,
what they used to call it, it's all done so bootleg, like.
But you know that's the word to use, too. I use that word all the time, just bootleg. Critical. You know?
Yeah. This is a terrible situation.
And then they tell you to trust the government. And the government and the government and the governor's been arguing with each other ever since this doggone thing started. They have.
Right.
They've been arguing at each other since this thing started.
Yeah.
And
President Trump talking about, don't blame me, you should have had your supplies already together. It ain't the government's position to send you supplies. And it's been one big argument. It has. It's been one big argument.
Yep. No organization whatsoever.
That's some scary stuff right there, that these are the people that have had the power to do the things that they have been allowed to do. It's unreal.
You know what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. Remember when the United States unleashed this atomic bomb? You understand? Everybody's and they push that. They you know, to the limit now. You understand? They feel like they're the superpower. Everybody's afraid of them. So people are not saying. And I noticed that when he went to the G7. You understand? You understand? They everybody's scared to tell him the truth, man. He's a liar. You understand? And they don't want to tell him the truth. I don't get it. I don't get that at all. But you know, like I said, man. You know, our only salvation is in our God, our Elohim. You understand? Nobody that we don't have to worry about this here. You understand? He said, the Almighty said that He would never make an end to us. You understand? So I don't have too much to worry about. I'm just concerned about the people that don't have the understanding of our Creator. You understand? And they probably all over the place, man. Don't know what to do. You understand? You know, it's just a mess, man. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Cool.
It really is. I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, wow. You know, it just. I guess y'all have to show us that in order to see. Go ahead, Brother Leonard. Your mic is open. You on the air.
I just got a video that's probably going to answer a lot of questions about coronavirus. You know, I can give it to you.
What's the name of it?
Dr. Bill H. Weld, WELD. Then you got I by itself, then VABOJCY Nano Program.
Nano Corporation?
No, Nano Program.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw something like that. I saw another doctor say the same thing about the vaccines is going to have nanotechnology in it, and it's going to have a chip in it, and all that kind of stuff. I saw that.
The guy was killed. It was three of them, but it was back in like 2013. And so when you watch the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. It shines a light on a lot of stuff. Lock it on the body that people are not aware of. They killed all three of them.
Okay, I'll check it out. Right. I mean, I've seen so many different videos and stuff about that and 5G and all that kind of stuff. I've just seen so much of it. And if that's the case, I've come to the conclusion we can't do nothing about it. Ain't nothing we can do about it. We can't control them. We can't stop them. All you can do at the end of the day is trust Yah. That's it.
That's it.
And that should be enough.
I got another plan, man. Please let me know. I want to be down with it. But I don't see nothing else in view for 100 years. this is just the tip of the iceberg as to the what's going to happen to this society.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty bad.
It is really a sad state of affairs.
It is. I mean, to see it from this perspective and to have an image of it in your mind and then to see it from this perspective, it is unbelievable. And I think everybody is just sitting there scratching their head like, okay, I know you want to go outside, and I know you want to be around people, and I know you want to run through the park, and you want to play games by the beach and all that kind of stuff, but what's the plan? Because this has just been, I don't know.
Yeah, what's the plan?
And that's what they do, all that stuff, and then everybody gets sick again, and then where we at? I don't know. All I can say is cover yourself. Protect yourself, pray, do what you have to do to follow yourself through this point, because we gotta trust him. There's nothing else we're gonna be able to do at all. But trust the Most High.
That's all we can do.
And I hate to come back to that, but that's just where we are. You can't do nothing else. There ain't nothing else you can do. And watch these people parade around. Most of them are too old to be up there. They need to move out the way and let some of the young people get a chance to do it. And all of it's like they don't leave until they die.
That's the same thing.
Or the senators have tenure like that they don't get to leave until they die.
That's what I say about these leaders. You understand? I mean, the Hebrew Israelite leaders, they got all of these guys that's been in there leading the people, you understand, 70, 80 years old, you understand, running their mouth, you understand? That's not how the Almighty has set up at all. You understand? You know, and because you got to have some fresh blood, some fresh understandings and under the guidelines of the scripture. You got to have that.
Well, it's
not
just the people have to.
It's not just the Hebrew Israelites that governors are the same way.
Yeah, I know, and it's like that's some of the young people. I guess you know sometimes wisdom is supposed to come with age, because some of the young people wouldn't have shut down nothing. It would have still been going on like it was going on. And the Most High does use people that have wisdom. That you know, like I said, Moshe was 80 years old when he decided to use him to bring the children of Israel out of. Out of the land of Egypt. So wisdom is supposed to come with a certain amount of age. And I can understand that, but boy.
When that happened, you know he turned it over to Joshua. You understand? Young blood.
Yeah.
You understand? And Joshua brought him into the Canaan. But when you, like myself, I only expect to be an advisor to any group. Person or any or my family, you understand? I'm just going to advise. I'm not getting out there. I mean, you know, and leading the people up the hill to fight. I'm not doing that. You understand? Now, what I need to do is try to advise them and show them the particular ways that they need to go. That's what the elders are supposed to do. Now, when Moses brought, he was 80 years old when the Almighty called him, gave him charge to do that. You understand? That was the beginning of our existence. You understand? But in the scripture, it does not say that. It says that there's a certain time period, certain 50 years old, from 50 years old and upward, you understand? You got to step out the way, and you got to let them other folks come in from 20 years old to 50. You understand? And that's how it works in the scripture.
Well, most of them are old. I mean, look at Trump, and I shouldn't say old, but they're older people. Trump, Biden, Nancy Pelosi, I believe she's 80. So we've got all these older people that are running the show, and who knows if they know what they're doing or not, but we know it's not working out.
Well, you know, they're a different nation. They think that they're supermen anyway, you understand? And they are of a different nation. But in the scripture for Hebrew Israelites, they have a protocol that was supposed to be followed. It's going to be followed. Watch. Mark my word. I might not be here to see it, but you understand, some of you guys will be here to see this stuff. You understand? Well, it's going to be in our favor. Our favor. We're going to run the show, you understand, in righteousness and in truth.
Hallelujah. Area code 832, your mic is open. You're on the air. If you want to say something, everybody's mics are still open. Area code 832, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air. Your phone must be on mute because we can't hear you.
It was on mute. Sorry about that. Okay. I just had a couple of things to say. One about the older, it's because of wisdom. That's why they make it not making good decisions. We just read that in the Apocrypha. It says when wisdom leads, it takes
mm-hmm.
everything with it. You know, when sin
mm-hmm.
comes in, because sin and wisdom can't abide in the same area. That White House,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're doing everything, you know. So, no, we're not going to get no logical out of there. And my concern was, and I was thinking about it, which I haven't had any feedback on it, was like these parents, you know, if they – send these kids back to school, because I have been in a lot of schools, and especially like the middle school, especially out here in Texas, when it's lunchtime, I mean, they are up on each other. You can't even get down the hallway. Those kids, I don't know how they're going to do that. I can't even fathom how they're going to figure that out, because you're talking about like 600-700 kids, you know, and when it's lunchtime, when they're going through those hallways, they're all on top of each other. You know, the elementary, I was thinking, I haven't heard too much feedback as far as the parents, what they're going to do, but I know for sure some of them, they're going to be going back because they need that babysitting, you know, and that's unfortunate, you know. That's all I
So let me ask you a question with that. With the children at school, what was I going to ask you? Oh, I just slipped my mind. Hold on, let me think about this. You said that they all know. Oh, I was getting ready to say school is almost out. So are they going to make them go back to school for a month and jeopardize those children, or just leave them out until the school season is over and let the summer kick in and then try to revamp after that? I mean, my grandchildren, they stopped going to school at the end of May. So why send them back into that environment and you don't have any fail safes in place? Because how are you going to socially distance all them kids in them classrooms?
Well, what they're doing down here, they are pushing it like from week to week. Okay, we'll put give another 2 weeks. We'll give another week. So it's really up in the air. They don't know.
So when is it supposed to be the last day of school officially? If nothing is going on, when is you all's last day of school?
June
the
first week of June.
That first week of June. So we are already in the last day. They're not supposed to go back until the 1st of May. So are they going to let all of those children go back into those environments for 30 days and jeopardize everybody for 30 days? And school's out the first week of June. That makes no sense. That's why I said, what's the plan?
There's no plan. They don't have no plan. I mean, they've been bumbling this thing. I mean, it's crazy. The first day they had put all the kids on this internet thing that they had for the school. It's called Schoology. And they had it for the middle school and the high school. Then they turned around when they opened it up and said, okay, everybody, you're going to get online. You know, we're going to put the classes online. You're going to have teachers for 20 minutes or 30 minutes or something like that. Anyway, when they did it, when they first did it, they put the elementary on there. They didn't even test the system out. It blew right up. Boom. I'm like,
well, that's what I said. They called everybody off guard. And this is a good example to let you know that if we were actually hit by something from another nation or some sort of a terrorist move, we would be lost. And this is good that this has happened to show the system, show us that the system is not as sound as we think it is. You know, and the virus is one thing, but it's many other things that could hit us as a country from another nation.
That's true. That's true. Now, in Minnesota, I was looking on the news, they had those folks out there petitioning the governor's house, in front of the governor's house. And it was all of the other nations. I seen one Hebrew out there, one, holding the sign. But, you know, there's always one. But anyway, they were out there. Some of them had masks on. It's on the internet. Some of them had masks on. Some of them didn't. They're out there making noise. There wasn't no police. They had cars lined up. They're out there screaming on, you know, on the horn. I mean, just doing all kinds of stuff. But it was all them. And I know they have a large black community out there, well, African community, West Africans. They have a huge community out there in Minnesota. I didn't see not one of them out there.
So what are they doing? They want to get back outside? They're out there protesting because he's locked them down? Or
they
want
to go to
they,
work.
What are
they
protesting?
They want to go to work. They want to go back to work. They want things back up and
running.
They want their pig. There was, I want my pig. I thought that was a little funny. But they were serious about their pig. They had a pig on a barrel out there, you know, rolling him out there, you know. We want this, you know, because they're shutting down that pork factory or whatever, you know. That. So they talking about that, too. So they were out there doing their thing. So like I said, some had masks and it was a crowd, you know. So, but nobody was bothering them.
Wow. That's all I can say is brace yourself. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on the air. Wow.
Yes, I have two comments. One is, didn't the Most High say that we would be under a foolish nation? And the other comment is that most of these states that are Trump states going to do what he say do regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a political thing. And that's why I said it's foolishness. So, you know, if they're going to get out there again and spread the virus, well, you know, my thing is this, Yahuwah Zabaho.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. And now you translate that for everybody, what you just said, because everybody don't know what you just said.
I just said that the Most High is the heavenly host, and he's the one that's declaring war upon on the nations. And you notice that I was just looking at CNN, and it says they showed the whole world just about, and the only places that it has an effect is Mexico and Africa.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but
Mexico hasn't done any testing. I don't know. I can't. Let me shut up because I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I heard on one of those channels on YouTube or one of the shows on YouTube that they've now sent a bunch of Chinese doctors into Africa. So who's to say what they have plans for them? So their numbers are low right now, but you never know what they're trying to do with them. Because they've already tried to make an example of African-Americans saying that they're more vulnerable. So it's no telling what they're up to.
You have to be correct.
Well, how about they sent those Chinese doctors back?
What's that?
I thought they had sent those Chinese doctors back.
No, I was listening to, I forget the lady's name, that Wake Up Africa lady. And she, I think this is a 2 or 3 day old show, and she said they're in, but they are isolating them for 14 days, I guess. But then I don't know how the African government is going to deal with them as far as what they plan to do once they get there, because they don't have nearly as many outbreaks or people infected with this virus as any other country does. A lot less, as a matter of fact.
That is correct. You understand? But those prime ministers or whatever they call in Africa, they're all corrupt, man. They take money over lives. You understand? Like they got them Chinese. Chinese got a lot of businesses and all of that stuff in Africa today. You understand? And they need to be out of there, really. You understand? You know, see the Africa and the Africans. You understand? They don't know the resource, how vital their resources is, and they could take and build their own monopoly. You understand? But they talking about they want commerce. You understand? They want other nations to come in and open up commerce with Africa. They don't need that. They need to open up their own businesses and commerce and do what they need to do. But the people's the head. Governors and all of that, whoever they are, they corrupt. They take money over lives. That's what they do.
Yeah. It's a sad state of affairs.
I don't spend a whole lot of time on that. I'm more concerned with Israel trying to get us together. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm compassionate toward all people, but I think that, you know, right now we just got to pray. I mean, that's all we can do. That's it.
Well, let me ask you a comment, you know. See, what we have to do here is what we're basing our understanding, especially American Hebrew Israelites, you understand? We got Hebrew Israelites all over the earth in every continent.
We do.
You understand? So we have to, you know, our view is not the only view, you understand? We have to get with some of those Hebrew Israelites that's all over the earth and get a consensus on how we're going to move and what we're going to move to. I love my people. I don't want you to forget that at all. You understand? But I think that we are confused. You understand? We want to be Hebrew Israelites, but we got an American concept. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. 100%. I really do. Anyway, I mean, you know, again, there's nothing we can do other than to ask y'all to protect us and cover us. That's it. That's all we can do at this point is do that.
Now,
you know,
I believe that the Almighty, it's the Almighty is going to straighten this whole thing out. You understand? What I try not to do with my own self, you understand, is draw a conclusion. You understand? I have to just sit back and watch the Almighty unfold this stuff before our eyes and pray and ask him to be with our people, you understand, and show us the way. Show us the way that we must go, you understand? You know, and I cannot draw no conclusion. I have to wait and see how this stuff plays out. You understand? You know, like I said, man. You know, I'm just like everybody else, man. I got a Hebrew understanding, but a American concept. With American concept. Think about that.
I want to make this announcement again. I've been making this announcement all day. I want to make this one more time since there's a lot of people on here. I gave you my word yesterday that I was going to upload the class from last night. Well, I did attempt to do that this morning, but Free Conference Call has changed its format, and it doesn't give me the format that I need to upload it on YouTube. So when I tried to upload it, it would not. When I tried to download it, it would not allow me to do that. So what I'm going to do is have to seek out another form to put the shows in the format necessary to go up on YouTube. So I'm going to try to work on that today once I finish the show. So I just want to let everybody know that, because I know you guys were waiting on that to be uploaded, and I tried to do it this morning, but they wouldn't let me. So, and when I called them, they said that they discontinued that specific format, and they're no longer allowing us to do it that way. So now we have to go back to trying to do it a different way, which is going to take a little longer to do, but I can still do it because I was doing it that way the first time. So we're going to work on getting it the way it's supposed to be. I just wanted to share that with you. So how do you all feel about going back to work now or sending your children back to school? Do you all feel that the situation is safe enough to do that? I mean, I know y'all are going to protect us. Kids get sick anyway. Kids share germs between each other and all kind of stuff. I know on my job, people come to work sick. They make other people sick because they don't want to use their sick time.
My kids are teenagers, and they don't feel comfortable about going back. And, you know, they're in high school.
Right, and school will be up in a month.
Correct. They're
and the
doing
kids
online.
Will be out for the summer. So do you send them back in a month or do you not?
No, because they're doing online classes. And they're doing it because just in case, you know, they keep putting it off, at least they finish, you know, their courses. I have one son that is graduating this year. He don't even know whether he's going to have any type of graduation exercise. All they did was mail him his last grades, and he just have to wait on his diploma.
Yeah, that's how they, I mean, but you got to think about how many people are in a graduation, how close they are. You know, all of the people sit next to each other. They lining up. They walking up. I mean, all of these things are putting you at risk.
Oh, they did say that they were going to plan on maybe one having an exercise in what is it, in late fall or just before the year is up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're going to have their exercise.
And then think about people who are planning to be married in this month, April, May, and June. You know, they've already paid money and put money down on a venue. And I heard that the venues are not refunding the money. They're just allowing them to change the date.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing with some of the seniors out here. Because they were thinking about, you know, they want their money back. Because I think they got to pay like $400 and stuff like that for the whole graduation ordeal. And since they're not going to have it, we're going to get our money back. No, we're going to change the date and this and that and that. They're not giving up their money.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as the schools are concerned, they did say that they were not going to open up the schools until next year. And as far as the graduation, then they wasn't going to have a formal graduation. You can go on. They got a website set up, you understand, and this was an individual that's doing the website to try to set up so that they could be recognized by the public or their constituency, you understand, over the line, you understand. They weren't going to have any formal thing, as far as I know. Now, when President Trump is opening up the government, you understand, and everything, so that might change. But as far as the school kids, they said that they ain't going to open up the school, you understand, until next year. That's what I overheard on the TV.
Well, I hope so. And for the people who have their graduations, I mean, you know, the best thing you can do is get your cap and gown, take a picture with your diploma on it, and be done. Because, I mean, it's just too dangerous and it's too problematic to have all of those people congregated at the same time, trying to take pictures and do all the kind of stuff you're doing and being together and hugging and all. It's just too much. I mean, we still have to be careful. Will y'all protect us? Yes. If it's not our time to go, he will protect us. But you still have to do things to keep yourself out of harm's way. I'm not going to be around nobody that's coughing all over me just because I'm an Israelite and I believe y'all going to protect me. I'm not going to put myself in that kind of situation. So, I mean, the marriages have to be on hold. The funerals have to be on hold. I mean, you know, this is a serious time because if somebody passes away right now, you can't have one. So, I mean, you know, it's serious to be able, you have to take this serious. This is not to be played with. I know a lot of people think that it's make-believe and they just, this is real. We know people who have died from it and people whose family has recovered from it, close to us. You know, so we have to be diligent and do what we have to do to protect ourselves. I mean, it's changing everything. Everything, this country is going to change with everything that it does from this point on.
I believe that, too. I don't think it's ever going to go back to being the way it was before, but I think what they're going to try to do is create an illusion that everything's fine, and then people are going to get back out there because the country's used to making money and travel, and so everything that they're used to having has gone away within weeks, and I think that's going to take an adjustment for a lot of people.
Absolutely. No question. Eric Code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to say to me, I think everybody should see. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Are you?
I think everybody should sit still and just sit still and wait on y'all because this is making no sense. This country would never close their churches. Y'all did all that. These leaders are trying to put everybody back out there in harm's way. And it's something coming, and it just don't feel right. I think we need to really pray and wait on y'all because something is wrong. They're going to send all our children back out there. I have a daycare, and the only kids I watch are, like, political people, stuff like that, and cops. But the regular people are not allowed to even come to my daycare. So something's not right, and it's just out of the blue, hey, let's go back for 4 weeks. That's making no sense. I think we better stop and wait on y'all because something's wrong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad you can see it. And it's almost like something else is coming. You know what I'm saying? And this was just, I mean, really, when you think about it, how fragile this whole system is and how we've seen these people react to this kind of stuff, one more thing that hit us would just be a wrap. I mean, I hate to say that. You know what I mean? But, wow. I mean, can we really stand anything else? Because we got tornadoes all over the place now. You know, we got floods all over the place, earthquakes jumping off in diverse places. Now we got pandemics everywhere, not enough medical supplies, people dying by. I even heard one of the guys say, and I don't know how true this is, and I caught a glimpse of it on my way to when I was clocking out for work. He said that they had so many bodies, dead bodies, that they were dumping them in the ocean. Because there was nowhere to put them. For the people that they couldn't contact and they had no family members that they could contact and no way to get in touch with the family members. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
That's creating another problem, man.
Yeah, what about the fish?
And I kind of caught it, and I was like, whoa, hold on a minute. You know, oh, my gosh. You know, I It says some countries are dumping COVID-19 infected dead bodies in the sea.
And
that's a burial at sea.
When you think of it, what cleans the sea? Lobster and crab. And they're taking all of them out and eating it. So what's going to clean that sea now?
Now, I don't know. I'm going to check into it. I don't know, honey. This is a lot going on. No.
This has to happen, Sister Yaina. All of this stuff that we're seeing that's going down, we all up in the air. We don't know which way to go and what's going on. You understand? And how to react? You understand? And they jumping dead bodies in the ocean, which is another problem. They're creating another problem. Mm-hmm. You understand? All this stuff has to happen. This got to happen. You understand? In order for us to understand that we have a God, because the Almighty said that He's going to bring us out this mess. You understand? And bring us back into our land. You understand? And we have to understand that He is our God, our Elohim. This stuff that they're talking about doing is not going to save a soul.
I hope it's fake news, because they saying bodies was washing ashore and all kind of stuff. I hope that's not real. But, I mean, who knows at this point? I know they dug mass grave sites because they don't have anywhere to put all these people and they stacking them on top of each other. But at least they're giving them a decent burial in a casket like they're supposed to be. But, oh, my Lord, have mercy. But, I mean, you think about it. You got 30,000 dead bodies. That's a lot.
Well, why aren't they burning them? I mean, why aren't they cremating them?
No, you can't burn them because that spreads the virus, I think. I think that's understandable.
Oh, I don't know. That's a lot going on right there. You know, I mean, really. So I have no idea. There's a lot. That is a whole lot going on. A whole lot. So I don't know. I mean, you know, they say it's fake news. I hope it is. I hope they're not doing that. I really do, because that would be a lot. You know, that's inhumane. I mean, really. I really hope that's not real. Because, man, who can do something like that?
And why is it that the meat packing places are being contaminated? Is it the meat or is it the people in close proximity? Does anyone know why that's occurring?
I think it's the people that are working there that the meat plants are closed, because the people have come down to be sick and they've been handling the meat.
I heard that the meat was already contaminated because it came from China.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I don't know. That's a lot. You know, that's just says, Woo! Honey, this is so much going on. I mean, for real, but they said that they're going to be closed down. I mean, you know, they have to close down because they have to make sure that it's safe for the other workers to be safe to work into as well, that they have a safe environment to be able to go to work in.
But in South Dakota, they haven't even issued a stay-at-home order, and the people are still out there functioning as usual. And I heard that they had over 500 people that they determined were contaminated with this, well, who have the COVID virus.
All right, y'all, check this out. Watch this. Here we go. Let me get you this right here. I'm going to try to take this back to the beginning. All right, here we go.
Now familiar sight. Refrigerator trucks to carry bodies lined up outside hospitals in New York.
It is dire. People think that all
this team at Long Island Jewish Medical Center work in the morgue, processing and examining the victims of COVID-19, and they're working 7 days a week.
I really admire our colleagues on the front lines that are dealing with the patients that are coming in with the COVID-19. They're triaging them, they're managing them, they're treating them. But I think people also need to realize that there's another front to this war, and that's the front with the dead.
It's not just the sheer number of the dead they're struggling with. It's also trying to find a new way of communicating with relatives.
It's always hard working with the families at this point in time, but even more so now when you know, they're not able to see their loved ones in their last moments.
They've had to improvise to try and support the bereaved, offering them a chance to see those they've lost using video calls.
This time that was a FaceTime. So I did first let her see me, explain, you know, what she's going to see, asking her if it's okay that she's, you know, are you able to see this? You know, because we couldn't keep it the way we normally do as far as, you know, having sheets and it was a body bag and you're seeing her face. So that was difficult.
It must be very surreal and distressing for a family to have to look at their loved one on FaceTime.
I'm not going to lie. I cried. It was tough. You know, if we could do at least one small thing to make this hard time for them a little bit easier, that's what we're going to do. And no matter how crazy our day is and how much work we have to get done, we're going to do our best for our families that we're dealing with their family.
More than 3,500 people have died from the virus in New York State. Carrying out postmortems is crucial to understanding it and ultimately saving lives.
What makes this one, I think, scary for all of us is that we don't really know yet what exactly it does to us or in us. We think, and it's a fair assumption, that this is primarily a lung pathology. You know, they come in with difficulty breathing, they're short of breath, and you see the need for ventilators. So respiratory pathology plays a very important role in this disease. But that may not be the whole picture.
Lisa normally manages the administrative side of their work, but there are so many bodies, she now has to help move them too.
The three of us were outside, and we just collapsed on like a crate, and we were just done. You know, we're exhausted. We're physically exhausted. We're mentally exhausted.
New York is beset with death. The makeshift morgues, a bleak reminder of a city under strain.
Wow. You should see the refrigerator truck.
They had made mention that black scientist, I forgot her name, she's on the YouTube, you might want to look that up. She had did a tweet about the doctors were, she had made a statement in the tweet that the doctors were letting black people die and using that ventilator or whatever for other patients.
I can believe that. Look, it's at their discretion. I can believe that. It's at their discretion. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. Is because when I was taking care of my aunt, and she was 87 years old, and she got sick, and when I took her to the hospital, the doctor told me to my face, he said, we are not going to waste this medicine on her. He said she has lived her quality of life, and at this point, the quality of life that she has now, she does not have long to live, and we're not going to waste the medicine on her. He said, if it was you and you're in your 40s, we would do everything we could to keep you alive. He said, but we're not going to waste this medicine on her. And they basically let her die. And it was medicine that could have helped her, but they didn't give it to her. So it is at their discretion. They have the ability to choose who gets it and who doesn't. I've seen some black people on the ventilators that come off and they survive and they make it. And I've seen white people come off and they survive and they make it. I've seen white people die on the ventilator and black people die on the ventilator. But when it's at the person's discretion, you better pray. I mean, that's all you can do. That's it. But they have the power to choose who lives and who dies. They said that in the beginning. Because they didn't have enough machines to put everybody on it. They just did not have it. So, I mean, you know, it's crucial. Nothing you can do. Nothing. It's their medicine, and there's nothing you can do if they don't give it to you. Not a doggone thing. So like I said, at the end of the day, all we can do is pray and ask God to protect us and to keep us and cover us, because it's their medicine. They're in charge of this stuff. Hold on. Let me get this. Mary Code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, family. I just wanted to kind of, I don't know, I missed part of the call, but to weigh in on some of the conversation, you know, the bigger picture is what we have to be looking at. And that's putting our conscious mind and focus on the Most High. Because all this stuff that they're talking about is a lot of mind manipulation, in my opinion, based off what I read and what I see. But it's a lot of mind manipulation. And if they can keep you confused as to what they're going to do next and all of that, then it's really not going to serve you properly. There's lots of information out there that says that the COVID, the certificate of vaccination ID, is not what they're saying it is. I agree with those sisters and brothers. But, you know, the bodies that you see, part of them may be real people, but a lot of them are mannequins. A lot of this was part of the drill they had before this all popped off. And you have to remember that they had actors for them. And you have to consciously know the mindset of the enemy and rise above it. Because right now, while they're trying to control everybody else, we need to be on it and getting in, reaching out. And our brothers and sisters that have businesses, we need to start linking up. You know, we got to start looking. We can't be so mesmerized by what they're doing, because it's taking so much energy out of your mind. And we have to start looking in a different direction, because they don't want you to remember anything about the way things were back in 1960 and 50 and 40. They're going to a whole new system. And if you're not going to be able to convert to that whole new system, then they don't want you here. So therefore, it's understandable why they want to stop the school system. They're not even worried about the Clark Kent quite as much anymore. They're going through a whole revamp right now. So we have to just kind of keep our minds focused on the Most High and you know, let Him protect us, like you said, sis, and Brother Donnie and everybody else, because we can't take our eye off the ball. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody comment? Anybody else? Hallelujah. You know, it's just a situation where we have to do the best we can. You know, but it's just really sad to see all those people that are dying, that have just died, and the family members that have just lost their loved ones. And our hearts go out to you in our prayers, and we are praying, you know, because some people might have got caught up in the crossfire, you know, and they have been, and it was their time to go, because nothing happens by chance. But at the same time, you know, we still have to, you know, we have to do the best we can, because the system has to change. It's got to change to go to the next phase for the next prophecy to be fulfilled. It has to change. The man told us a while ago, we cannot have a one-world system and a superpower. The two cannot coexist at the same time. Something's got to give. So if this is the end of the superpower and the one-world system is getting ready to take place, yes, we are going to digital dollars. Yes, we are. We're going to end up going to digital dollars eventually. Everything will be computerized, where you will do business as far as digitally instead of having paper currency. That's what the Bible says. That's what it says, that we will be able to do that. And then, you know, I'm sure that they're going to probably use credit cards for a while, and after a while, people are going to be chipped. Now, people are already chipped, so, I mean, all that's coming. You're not going to get around that, and you ain't going to be able to stop it, because it's biblical. It has to come to pass. Has to. You know, so we just have to get focused and know that we pray to God, and we in the wilderness at that time. That we get to go out, that we get to be delivered from all of that and be in a place where we will be, it's a place of safety. And like the lady said yesterday, I didn't even know nothing about the wilderness. I knew nothing about the place of safety. Nobody told me about that. All we knew in the church was the rapture, leaving the earth to be safe. And we're not going nowhere. We're going to be right here. We're not going nowhere. So all that has to happen, you know, we have to have a one world government, and somebody, I'm waiting on somebody to come on the scene with solutions. I'm waiting on somebody because he's got to show up. According to the scripture, he's got to show up and fix the problem. And then, from well, that's how we were taught anyway back in the day, that once he shows up, then he will bring in the one world currency and the one world dollar and bring the economy back up to where it's supposed to be. That's what prophecy says. You know, I'm just, you just don't know at this point. All you can do is watch, and watch as well as pray. That's it. Because everybody running to get seeds and growing food, guess what? They have passed an executive order that when this stuff hit the fan, they confiscating all farms and everything. They confiscating them. Now this stuff
hit the fan, them back
and there's a need for anything, they will take it from you.
That's all of Obama's executive orders that's going to come into play.
Yes, absolutely. If you have any resources that they need, if we end up going to war or anything happens where we need it, he has signed executive orders where they can come and confiscate it directly from you. So, I mean, it is what it is. They got all the bases covered. That's why you have to trust y'all. Ain't nothing else. Ain't nothing else. And they got underground bunkers that look like resort hotels. They do. Google it. Google the underground bunkers and see what they look like that the rich have inside of the mountains. It's unbelievable. They even got windows put in there with the background to make it look like they up top of the land. And they underground. No, it's just some serious stuff. I mean, you do the best you can, but at the end of the day, we have to look at ourselves like our ancestors in Egypt, and he has made a way of escape for us. And we just have to continue to do what it is we've been doing, and that's pray. Because I don't have no money for no bunkers, and I ain't going down there with them. I have no desire to be down there with them. I'm going to trust y'all. Yeah. That's just how we got. That's how we're going to have to do it from now on. That's all we have. We don't have nothing else. Somebody said, we look like sitting ducks. We sure do. But that's how he wants you. He wants you to look like you a sitting duck. He sure do. That's how he wants it. You know, that's how he did our ancestors. Before they got to, when they got to the edge of when he split the Red Sea, they was right there at the sea, and wasn't nowhere to go. Either you couldn't go through the water, and Egypt was on the other side. And they went to complain, and, oh, my God, you done brought us out here to kill us. You know how many times they been saying that to Moshe? We look like we sitting ducks. Say, here come Egypt on one side and the water on the other. What are we supposed to do now? Trust y'all.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got nothing else. And like my cousin told me, he said, some of these people going to go get chipped. They ain't going to have the fortitude necessary to wait on y'all and do the best they can. They going to go get chipped so they can, and try to live like they're not. And the brother just came on here and told you in England they've already taken away the paper currency. Ain't none. So if it's over there, it's coming over here. You better brace yourself. They have confiscated all paper currency. They are only using debit cards.
I haven't seen no dollars in a long time. I just use my debit card.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just saying, you just got, this is biblical stuff. It has to come to pass. It has to come to pass. Just is what it is. And we the generation is going to see it. We've been talking about it long enough. They used to preach about it. They don't even preach about it no more, period. You don't even hear no preachers talking about this stuff no more. The end times and prophecy and repentance and the Lord is soon. They'll say the Lord soon to come back. They'll say that in a minute. But they don't talk about the chips and the mark of the beast. They don't talk about it. You barely hear them talk about that now. Because everybody's trying to be cute now. They social media stars.
And I heard that the stimulus encompassed millions of dollars for the churches, which is, doesn't make sense if there's a separation of church and state. So this makes me wonder, has anyone else heard that?
Yeah, of course. So you know that's not true either. Area code 540, your mic is open, you're on the air. You know that's not true either. Of course they're going to give them money to keep that going, because in a minute we're going to have a one-world religion. So they can't go under. Area code 540, your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm blaming you for not wanting to go down there underground with them, because you know that there was a movie that came out called The Time Machine, if y'all remember. And when them people was down there for all that time, everything about them changed. And also cannibalism went wild. So that's what scares me right there. And I'm like, no, I'll take my chances on the surface, and especially with y'all.
That's right. If you got to eat one meal a day and a half a piece or whatever, wait on the Most High, because at least you put something in your belly. You wait on God, and whatever you do, don't take that mark.
I'll go ahead on and fix some bark and also some grass. Throw some salt on that bad boy. I certainly will. Saute that grass. Throw some leaves.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever it takes, because this is serious business, right? We move into the next phase of prophecy, and we've been talking about that for years, since I was a little girl. And they used to preach us out there, but it wasn't time yet. It's happening now. See, people already chipped. They already got the chip in them.
Like just like you had said about those folks that don't want to hang on for y'all, and they're going to want to fall back to this system because they want to maintain their food, housing, and raiment. They don't want to give it up. They want that lifestyle. And especially those who have children, little infants. Boy, I tell you. It's better to
perish
with the
Lord. That's why I said, woe to the woman that's with suck or with child, and that gives suck. That's what they mean. Those ones that's nursing and the ones that's pregnant. Woe unto you, because it's going to be a time like never before.
And blessed be the woman that has never given suck.
That's what it says. That's what the scripture says. That's some critical stuff right there.
Yeah. Man. And also pray that your flight be not on the Sabbath.
Or in the wintertime. That's what he's all in the wintertime.
Yeah.
That's critical. So, I mean, you know, we got a lot of warnings and we got a lot of woes and we got a lot of stuff to look for and a lot of things to avoid that the scripture gives us information to. Now it's up to us whether we use it or not, because everything is laid out right there for this time, for such a time as this. And
but
when
you see
certain things happening, I'm waiting on the temple announcement myself.
I hear you. And if anything besides go ahead.
Hey. No, I was just going to say, when you see that, you really get ready to see some stuff jumping off. When they announce that, start packing.
I'm not packing. I'm just going. I'm ready to go. We are ready to go. We're not packing anything. We're leaving all this mess behind.
And since I want to bring in something that the Most High just put on my mind, but in understanding that all this stuff we're going through is bringing down, the Constitution is not in effect. So, Amendment 14, who are the two top nationalities that they will probably apply to that won't be citizens of this place?
No.
Mexican and African.
But I would say this, y'all. Hang in there.
But when they be right, we're not going to be in it.
I would say this, y'all. Hang in there, trust in Yah, keep his commandments, and keep the faith of Yeshua. He will see us through. We will get through. No matter what they throw at us, we will get through.
That's right.
Our Elohim is on our side. He's on our side.
All right. Hold on. Let me open up. Area code 919. Your mic is open. You're on the air. 919.
Shalom, family. Are we under the mindset, and this is a question because I do not understand, that the mark of the beast and the chip are two different things? The currency chip?
No, ma'am.
Oh, is it? I thought it was all
the same. It's the same thing.
Okay.
The same thing.
Thank you for the clarification.
And let me say this to the sister because I think she's on here now. The sister asked me yesterday to upload the program from yesterday onto YouTube. I tried to do that this morning, but Free Conference Call has changed their formatting. So I didn't know that until this morning. Once I had did all I needed to do, I was just getting ready to push the button and put it up on YouTube, and they changed the formatting. So I have to change the way that I put it up there. So I am going to do whatever I can to make sure that it gets up there as soon as possible, which means I have to do this to a whole new software program. But they used to have it where you could just push a button and it would format the way you needed it to go back onto YouTube. So just be patient with me. But I did attempt to do that this morning, and it just wasn't working the way that I had anticipated. So I just wanted to share that with you. But, yes, it's some serious stuff jumping off. I mean, we got to know the script. That's why you have to know the word. That's why we're not like the Christian church. We're not going to preach nothing to you. We're going to teach, and we're going to open up that Bible so you'll know that word and know what to look for. Because if you don't know what to look for, you're done. Because this man is coming and professing to be Yah. And he's going to do miracles. So don't let miracles be the thing to make the determination. Because he's going to call fire down from heaven and be able to do wonderful things. And in dark seasons, as the Bible says, he's going to know how to work dark sentences, and craft is going to prosper in his hands. So now he's going to work magic and all kind of stuff. So this is, you're going to have to know, you no matter what, no, that ain't it. No, but look what he's doing. I know what he's doing, but no, that ain't it. You're going to have to be able to stand firm on that, like, no. Come on, we get ready to go see him because this is God. No, I'm going to go, I'm going to hold back. I ain't going. Then he's going to kill many. He's going to kill many Israelites. This is getting ready to get real serious. Area code 337, your mic is open. Brother Leonard, your mic is open.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you was talking about a plan, with a plan in place, and I was sharing some information for the Rockefeller Foundation. They created the United Nations, created the World Health Organization, and the World Health Organization is the one that's over this coronavirus, but they created a plan for everything that's going on now. It's called Scenario for the Future of Technology and International Development. And that's what we're dealing with right now.
I can believe that. Because we got to go to that. We have to move to that digital system. We have to. The whole world is going to be on that system. We're getting ready to move to a digital system. Everything's going to be digitized. Everything. Money, everything. That's why they got all your medical stuff online now, where you can just push a button and see all your medical history, the doctors you've seen, the diagnosis, everything. So you'll know what's going on with yourself. And then guess what? When they get tired and you don't have the necessary technology to be able to operate in this system, they're going to cut your code off. No groceries, no nothing. No gas, no nothing.
Look at that movie called Enemy of the State with Will
Smith.
Enemy
of the State, shut him down. Then they shut him down.
Shut him down hard.
Shut him down. He couldn't do nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. I'm sorry, sir, your card's not working. What? Wait a minute. Try this one. That one ain't working either. Well,
And they got it so set up with these cars and these computers, they can shut your car down where it won't move.
Mm-hmm. They certainly can. And they've been telling us these things for quite a number of years, but we didn't believe it.
No. So if this was a litmus test, if this was a dry run to see how everybody was going to respond to it, we ain't even finished yet. It ain't finished yet. We not done yet. Yep, so we just getting started. Can you guys still hear me? Hello?
Roger that. Hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I mean, we just getting started to the real stuff now. The real stuff getting ready to jump off. You know, and then my daughter tells me she meets this guy at work. He's an Israelite. And they invite her to the camp, GOCC. I said, no. No, we ain't going to be able to do that. It ain't no time to be led straight. You got to know what's going on. Because I heard them say that the man of perdition or the Antichrist or whatever wasn't a man, it was a system. I said, oh, no. The Bible clearly tells you that that's a man that's going to profess to be Yah. So this ain't the time to be second-guessing nothing. You better, and then guess what? You should know every prophecy, whether you Messianic or non-Messianic. You ought to know every prophecy so you can lay it open and say, okay, that didn't happen. Okay, yeah, that happened. Okay, yeah, that happened. Okay, yeah, that happened right there. You're going to have to be able to lay it out on the board with all the end-time prophecies so that you can measure it up against what's happening in front of your face. As I said, the world gonna see this thing right here. And Mike, and then the brother from England already done told us there's no more money being transmitted hand to hand in England. Everything is digital now. Everything. When somebody tell you they done took the physical currency off the market, that's serious. They ain't printing no more money with the queen's face on it? That's some serious stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you. We kind of went over the time a little bit, but I'm glad that we did get a chance to do this. Like I said, I'm praying for everybody and everybody's family that the Most High continue to protect us and keep us and watch over us so that we can move forward in this thing and, you know, do the things that we need to do. And Brother Joni, why don't you lead us out in prayer before we end the class? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just I wasn't prepared to you know, I'm not a great person to pray.
Oh my gosh, you can say one prayer at a time, Brother Joni. You're the elder of the group.
All right, y'all bear with me then. Oh, Most High Yah, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, we ask that you continually to watch over us and guide us and be with us as we go out and as we come in, watching daily at the post of our door. Be with our children that are born that had no choice in the matter. Be continuously watching over us as we go through these trying times, Jehovah. We are thy people, your eye. And we need your assistance, and we need you to continually to watch over us so that we can make it through these trying times, these dark days that are about to come on us, Most High. And with that, I say, all praises to thy high and holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. And that's what we're going to start doing from now. Every time we meet, we're going to call on somebody to lead prayer. You know we have Messianics and non, but we're going to call on the person each time to lead us in the prayer so that we can have something over us and that the Most High continue to look on us and bless us and carry us through our week. So I just wanted to say that to everybody. Thank you all so much for the show. I've enjoyed it, as I always do. And we will continue. I still get up at 6 o'clock in the morning during the week, and I cover everybody in prayer. We're still doing the Daniel chapter 9 prayer, verses 4 through, I think, 17 or 18. So we're still doing that prayer and praying and asking for forgiveness, and that the Most High will continue to bless and watch over us, which he will, because he's not going to let his word come back void. And we're looking for our Elohim to deliver us, and that we're preparing for that great deliverance. And on that note, we say shalom, shalom to everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we will see you next week in the festivities and all of the classes. Shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good night.
Shalom, shalom.